Podcast Help Desk, Quick Hits, number 3 for September 22nd, 2016. I'm Mike Dell, and yes, it has been about a year and a half since I put anything in this feed, so if you're still subscribed and you're listening to this, thank you. And if you're newly subscribed, go back and listen to the other couple episodes there about whatever I was talking about a year and a half ago. Anyway, today I wanted to talk to you new podcasters, you know, the ones that are all gung-ho about podcasting and super excited, and that's awesome, but curb your enthusiasm a little bit. Don't start 10 different podcasts. Don't start 5 different podcasts. Don't even start 2 podcasts. Just concentrate on the one you're doing, your first one. You know, I get a lot of calls on my day job, people saying, yeah, I'm a new podcaster and I'd like to start a network. Well, a network is a whole different ball of worms. Oh, wait a minute, I got my analogies mixed up there. But anyway, it's a whole new ball game when you talk about doing more than one podcast. You know, concentrate on the one instead of, you know, spreading out your resources, your time, your energy, your enthusiasm into multiple podcasts. You're better off just starting the one. And I speak from experience. I've done that. I've started many podcasts, and you'll notice that I don't have as many as I started with. I just do the 3 now, plus this one. This is just a sub podcast to my main one. And so I don't count that as a separate show. This is just where I flip on the microphone and talk when I have something to say that doesn't wait until the next episode of Podcast Help Desk. So I guess what I'm saying, you know, please, 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 please put all your energy into the first one and get good at it. You know, this takes time. You know, learn the tech, learn the recording, you know, figure out what works, work on your format, get it the way you want it. Put out awesome content. Make one awesome podcast instead of making 7 lousy ones. Because that happens. You know, you get a schedule going where you've got to do a podcast every single day, you know, and that goes for daily podcasts on one feed. But, you know, please, please concentrate on one podcast. At least until you've got 20, 30, 40, 50 shows in the can and published, and you're in a rhythm, and you find you have some extra time for another subject, another topic, another way to do it, you know, then start another one. But please, please give it some time. You know, don't just jump in with both feet and, you know, you'll burn yourself out. You know, most podcasts don't get past episode 7. Of course, this one's been around for 2 years, and this is episode 3, so you know what I mean. But, you know, be cognizant about the amount of time it's actually going to take you, you know, for promoting, for working, you know, keeping the website updated, you know, actually researching your content, if that's the type of show you're doing. You know, if it's just a show where you flip on the microphone and talk, well, maybe you can do more than that, but you know, I would suggest that if you're going to, you know, you want to do more podcasting than just your regular show schedule, then add an episode a week, you know, or add a couple episodes a week. I don't recommend daily, but, you know, add episodes. Don't add shows, because, you know, then you'll just have this wasteland of pod-faded shows, or if they don't pod-fade, you're going to have this wasteland of you know, semi-mediocre shows. And, you know, make something you're proud of and get that out there first. Then later on, you can expand into more than one show. That's my 2 cents. And like I said, this is quick hits for the Podcast Help Desk. I try to keep these under 5 minutes if I can help it, and talk about one topic tonight. If you're getting this on September 22nd at 12:01 on September 23rd, episode 89 of the Podcast Help Desk is coming out, and I talk about, do you really need a website for your podcast? And I have a little bit of a rant at the end of the episode. It was kind of fun. It's my getting back from hiatus episode. I took the summer off from that show, and back fresh, ready to get on the weekly schedule. So So go check that out if you're not already subscribed there as well. And talk to you later.